This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Benoit Jewelers started yesterday, ends tomorrow. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. Chris Harrington has done his 27 greatest moments of this Grizzlies season.
He's so excited he's going to come in and talk about it.
I have just tweeted it out, and we will talk about it when we return. Then Dan Devine, busy second hour. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
O'Reilly! Got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Kathy, you know, I've been seeing those State Farm commercials. You guys have built quite a team. Mahomes, Kelsey, Derrick Henry.
Bundle Auto and Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, we're proud of that team, and I'm proud of my team.
Your team is awesome. I know firsthand. If there's a question or problem, they're on top of it.
My name is on the sign outside, but it's my talented team inside that makes the difference.
Hey, call Kathy Thurman Edwards, State Farm agent on Brookhaven Circle.
901-767-7744. I'm not as cute as Jake, but I'm better looking than a lizard.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That is my promo code, G-A-B-E-K. That is G-A-B-E-K, and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel is America's number one sports book. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you do have that gambling problem, make sure that you call in to the Tennessee Red Line. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789.
Hi, I'm Jay Gaddis with James Gaddis Jewelers. Are you looking to pop the question but don't know where to start? Come by Memphis's premier family-owned jewelry store, where we specialize in crafting dreams into reality. From dazzling diamonds to exquisite engagement rings, from modern fashion to one-of-a-kind custom creations as unique as your love, we have it all. Come visit us today on Poplar Avenue in East Memphis near Mendenhall, and let us help you find the perfect gift to celebrate life's extraordinary moments at James Gaddis Jewelers, your family jeweler.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's corporate cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now, get $250 when you join Ramp. Just go to ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank. Members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Timmy, everybody. Great job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through April 23rd, get a $15 gift card when you buy 5 or more quarts of Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Claim based on Sequence 3H test versus API SP test limits.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
That's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Sponsored by Robert Half.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals use proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are you listening to?
That is This Will Not End Well by the Cincinnati band Wussy. A band beloved by me and roughly 850 other people around the world that goes out to the final weekend of the Grizzlies regular season.
Is Wussy still together and producing music?
Apparently they got a new record that's coming out. I was in Cincinnati last spring when we went to Columbus for the NCAA tournament, and I stopped at Shake It Records in Cincinnati, which is a record store that releases their stuff, and bought tons of stuff and chatted with the owner. He said, yeah, it was just meeting with Chuck and Lisa last night talking about the new record they're working on. So hopefully they got something coming out.
When did you discover Wussy?
Well, it's two main singer-songwriter guitarists, Chuck Cleaver and this younger woman, Lisa Walker, who were a couple at one point. I don't think they are anymore. Chuck Cleaver had previously been, and I don't know what it is with this dude and his terrible band names, but he had previously been in a band in the 90s called the Ass Ponies, which were a great band. And so I already knew about him from that band, and then he reconstituted with this new band, Wussy, with an even better singer-songwriter. Lisa Walker is an amazing singer-songwriter, the whole shebang. But anyway, no one knows that band, but people should check them out.
What's the best record, album? What's their best album?
Either the first one, which is called Funeral Dress, or the one that's like their fifth album called Attica. Those are my two favorites.
All right. Grizzlies wind up the season this weekend. Tonight, LeBron and the Lakers, and then Denver. This will not end well. It's actually a pretty good way in a meaningless season if you want to see two massive superstars, and I presume they're both going to play because they have things to play for, right?
The Lakers do. We'll see about Denver. Right. The last day of the season, who knows? I mean, you know, maybe they'll have the one seed wrapped up. Maybe they won't. But, yeah, there's a decent chance you'll see it. You'll see those guys.
Brandon Clark, hand contusion. He will not play.
Hand contusion, okay. I mean, they could have just gone with the you know, injury management from the other thing.
Hand contusion. Right. Cannot be expected to play with a hand contusion. LeBron has had a remarkable year. Is shooting 54%, 41% from three, 59% from two. There was an argument over at ESPN today about whether he should be all NBA and whether, in fact, a 500 team, basically 500 team, could have two all NBA players on it. Do you, in principle, object to Anthony Davis and LeBron James both being all NBA?
No, I don't object to that in principle. I don't have a vote, so I haven't done the work in terms of who I would vote for. But they would certainly both be They would be both be on the list of people I would consider. That's for sure.
I want to get to your You've published your 27, and I've just tweeted out your 27 best moments from this season. There was talk, Kentucky apparently has zeroed in on their basketball coach, Mark Pope, and apparently did not reach out to, or whatever, Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan, has he done a good job in the NBA?
He's done a serviceable job in the NBA. It's hard to separate coaching from what a coach has to work with.
Right.
And it feels like that Bulls team has been what it should be based on their roster, which is an average basketball team. So he's taken an average roster and coached it to average results pretty much. So, it's hard to judge. The thing I wonder about with him, Drew brought this up on our Grizzlies pod about him. And my first thought was like, you're in the NBA. Why would you want to go coach in college basketball?
Right.
But how much longer is he going to be head coach in the NBA? And when the Bulls thing runs its course, is he going to get another head coaching job?
Job?
I don't know. So do you want to be an NBA assistant or a commentator, or do you want to go be the head coach of Kentucky?
He might get another one. He has not done a bad job.
No,
if you look at Kobe White and
there's only 30 of them.
Russo and
there's only 30 of them, so I don't think it's like a certainty that he definitely...
Right. No.
He's not Budenholzer, who I think will be back in it.
All right. The list is up. 27... It's a pessimistic number, Chris. 27 for their 27 wins.
27 wins. I mean, I thought about 25, but then I gave them a couple because that's more of the round number, half of what I usually do. But I went ahead and, gave them a couple more. Any more than that, I would have probably needed to break it into two parts. I didn't want to break it into two parts this season.
Often you do 50. Right?
That's what I've typically the last few 50. Years. I mean, I've been doing this since the Memphis Flyer days, so it's sort of accordioned from 10 to 82, but I've sort of settled on 50 recently.
And so, Jeffrey, have you looked at this, by the way?
I looked at it when you...
When I asked you for the one, yeah. I would venture that fewer people have seen all of these moments, or these moments, than any other moments list of recent vintage, anyway, that you've done, just because a lot of them were done in games that were sort of meaningless, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, they've only won 27 games.
Right.
They've only won nine home games. And so, by definition, if meaning can only be derived in winning a game in the service of making the playoffs, then none of them have meaning.
Well, early
But that's not the point
of
my list.
Still, I know. That's not. I'm just saying, I think people will... Oh, yeah, I didn't see that when it happened. Whereas I think the norm of a lot of these lists of recent vintage have jarred your memory of things that you witnessed.
Right.
And some people watched every Grizzly game this year, but a lot of people, you know, they may have missed Jaren's corner three the other day, which was where on your list? Jaren's corner three against Milwaukee was 11.
Okay, there we go.
Right. Great.
Yeah.
Unbelievable shot. Fabulous. Deserving of 11. But a lot of people may have not been watching.
Sure. I think especially things later in the season. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially things later in the season. Jaws was still, well, we'll get to that in a minute, in the service winning. All right. So I want to, it is a number 20, just to start with, this is what, to start with number 27. 27 was Vince Williams doing the hokey pokey.
Yeah, just a really sort of, you know, a thing, you know, basketball in some ways has become so sort of regimented where you think about like the roles people play and the styles are the similar and whatever. So I like just quirky little bits of stuff that happens in game, little bits of business. And this is, he gets an offensive rebound and he pump fakes and there's a big dude in front of him. So he dribbles out and does a complete 360, dribbles right back to the same dude and makes a shot. I like that sort of sense of improvisation that happens in basketball.
And one of the great things is do you have video of all of these? You have video of
Some of them are still photos, but there's an embed connected to each moment.
Connected to each moment. So if you missed it the first time around, you go to the piece and you can catch up. But I won't go through all 27. 26 is Zaire Williams. It involved defense.
Yeah, he got a deflection. His last possession, the game on the TNT game, last game before the All-Star break against Milwaukee, national TV game. The Grizzlies are up a couple, I don't know, two or three. Last possession, Damian Lillard's got the ball. How many times has he pulled up and hit a game winning or game tying three? And Zaire Williams is sort of on the island with him initially, and you know, clamps him down and pokes the ball away and seals the game. So, a game sealing defensive play.
All right, let's go through the top ten. Assist of the season, Marcus Smart.
Yeah, that's the thing I tend to do on the list. I tend to have like a sequence of the season and assist of the season. That's the one where he's diving on the floor and is early in the season and reaches down with one hand and flips the ball up to David Roddy coming baseline for a layup. Maybe it was a dunk.
Nine, new villain in town.
Yeah, that was one of these great little quirky moments. And that one, I ended up using some fan. And like, shout out to whatever fan. I hope you don't mind me using
Desert
your tweet.
Squirrel.
Yeah,
Desert
I mean, it's a public thing, so I used it. Because this is not something that the official channels like clipped and put up. And I mean, I probably should have clipped it and put it up myself in the moment. But it's just this little wrinkle of something in the game if you're watching closely. And it's the second time Houston had come to town because they won the first time. Houston did, Dylan Brooks' return game. And it's the second time they're coming to town, and it's late in the game, and Dylan Brooks is throwing an inbounds pass, and Vince Williams is guarding him. And Vince Williams just reaches out and dismissively kicks the ball away the first time he attempts to throw it in. Then the second time he gets a deflection and steal and sets up some points.
Eight, Ja on the receiving end.
Ja, one of, you know, the few games he had back, that's an alley-oop dunk, and that's one that just, you know, it's a two hands behind his head, and the elbows are literally right up to the rim, and that's sort of the spectacular part of that.
Seven, the relentless hustle of Vince Williams Jr.
That's another thing that, like, that's Steve Jones, used to be the video coordinator for the Grizzlies, who's now, like, a podcaster. He clipped that up, because that's another one that, like, the official team and TV channels don't really clip up. Because it's not like a big basket or whatever. It's just the sequence of Vince Williams making like four hustle plays in a row that results in a big basket and a road win.
So you grab Phoenix. These as the games as the season unfolds. Right?
I keep sort of a running list. Yeah.
Yeah. Six is,
and that play to me was just embodied the whole like aura of Vince Williams and what I think is great about him.
Six is a winning trip.
That is, that's Jaren's game winner at San Antonio. And that's, again, it's late in the season, so like both teams are out of the playoffs. But when you only win 27 games, there aren't that many game-winning shots.
Right.
and that's one, and that's a pretty impressive game-winning shot. Like this lefty floater from like 10 feet out in the lane off the dribble. And it sort of embodied, A, it's a game-winning shot, and B, it sort of embodied Jaren's growth as a isolation scorer.
The fifth best moment in the season, hammer to nail to coffin.
Yeah, that was just a great sequence. And that's then the second time they went to New Orleans, not the game where Ja's return game, but they went back shortly after that and won again. And that's just a real tic-tac-toe play, like to sort of ice the game in overtime. That goes Marcus Smart to Desmond Bane to Marcus Smart again to Ja Morant for the alley-oop. And just sort of embodiment of sort of the teamwork among those guys.
So then we get to the top four. And I think...
Yeah, the top four to me were clear, in whatever order. And then after that, it's just plays I like.
I was going to say, the top four... I was about to say, there's a different tier here.
Yeah.
The top four are in a different tier.
Yeah.
And I think... And I think four is definitely should be four because the other three are even greater. Four is Ja and Mount Wemby.
Yeah, I actually had that at three, and then I moved it down to a little bit of space between two Ja moments. But that's, you know, that's there are multiple, like, Ja Wemby. That's, in the first game they played against each other, they sort of went at each other three or four times over the course of the game. And that's the final one where he got the dunk on him.
Three. The birth of TNT Gigi.
Yeah, the big game he had on MLK Day, and then the moment in particular is the post-game interview where he's, like, lighting up at being able to talk to Shaquille O'Neal.
That was so much fun when he got to talk to Shaq in that moment. Two is the Core Four.
Yeah, the whole Marc Gasol night and the Core Four reunion. I pinpointed the Core Four reunion as the specific moment, but really the entirety of that night, you know, is definitely one of the highlights of the season.
And number one. Jeffrey, do we have it? Do we have number one?
Here Indeed.
We're going to play number one.
So we have, I have both Eric's call and...
Well, let's listen to both calls.
All right. We'll play Eric's first.
Yep. Great call on that. The Grizzlies are down. We're down a timeout. They used the final
this
one there.
Yeah.
And Morant wanted to go. Grizzlies got to get out of that huddle as the timeout clock ticks down. The play has been drawn up. And now we're going to get the horn. The referees are going to tell him. We got to break the huddle. They ask Taylor Jenkins where he wants the ball inbounded. Grizzlies are going right to left on the radio dial. The ball will be inbounded from across the floor from their bench. They are attacking the basket towards their bench. Dyson Daniels has entered the game for the Pelicans for another athletic wing, as well as Najee Marshall, Brandon Ingram, Herb Jones, and Trey Murphy, all interchangeable pieces. Ball into the backcourt for Morant. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Jones waits beyond the three-point line. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Morant into the lane. Spins. Hangs. Floats. It's good! Zeros on the clock. Morant wins the game in his return. 25 games later, the Grizzlies have shown they are going to make a charge back into the Western Conference picture.
Well,
okay. Well,
it seemed that way in the moment.
It certainly did seem that way in the moment. You were there. Were you there? You were in New Orleans.
Yep.
Yeah. Where were you sitting?
I was sitting sort of behind that basket, but over to the left a little bit. So up and back into the left, if you're doing the JFK scene, Oliver Stone. But back into the left. So I wasn't like right. It wasn't right in front of me, but I was on that end of the floor.
All right, and then we have the TV call as well. Let's see if they make any reckless predictions.
And a chance to win it in his return. Here goes Morant. He spins. Morant scores! And the timer expires. Count the basket. And Ja Morant wins it for the Grizzlies. Show-stopping performance by Ja Morant.
Wow. And it wasn't just the moment. It was sort of the lead up to it. Sort of this, it's Ja's first game back from 25-game suspension. They're down, I think, 24 in the first half. They make it all the way back. And Ja, in the last 90 seconds of that game, that was his third go-ahead basket in the last 90 seconds.
Wow.
He has a go. He attacks, puts him up two, Pelicans score. He attacks, he puts him up two, Pelicans score. Then it comes down to, you know what, I guess it was 7 seconds or whatever when the play started, as Eric said. And this is and he does it a third time in a row. Not only does he do it, he does it at the buzzer, and then he lands right in front of the Grizzlies bench and his dad, and they just mob him immediately. Like, you couldn't have drawn that up any better.
Well, you'll hear from Ja Monday. Will we hear from Ja Monday?
Yep.
Supposedly at the end of the season press conference. Jeffrey was asking, you can read the piece and see all 27 moments over at the Daily Memphian. There have been 3 years since Para took over that they haven't made the playoffs. And he was sort of, I was asking, was this the least consequential? I don't know how you phrase, I don't know what's consequential. We'll see how you consequential. Like,
But here are the 3 years they didn't make the playoffs. 17-18, that was the year that Fizdale was fired. JB took over, right? And they didn't make the playoffs that year.
Right.
They actually started off pretty well that year, I think.
12-5, I believe.
Started off 12-5, and then it all came apart. And 18-19, they didn't make the playoffs. That was the year when they broke up the team.
They traded Gasol.
That was the trade of Gasol.
Conley the next summer, right?
Yeah. We'll just call them the 3 seasons of misery, and then this year.
Well, you must be counting play-in as making the playoffs.
Yes.
Because the bubble year, they made the play-in, right. But they didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, and then it was Jaws, yeah.
That was Jaws' rookie year.
Yeah. That was clearly a good year, because it was Jaws' rookie year.
Right.
So but they didn't make the playoffs. So you got 3 seasons of misery since Para has taken over. Which of those is the most miserable?
Well, I mean, this one is because you have to go down to get back up most of the time. And the down was pretty brief for the Grizzlies.
It was crazy how quick it was.
Boom. You can't expect to be good every
year.
But this is a break. This is we've arrived and you didn't get. Maybe you will starting next season. I doubt it, but because it'd be a long time. You didn't get 7 straight playoffs like you did during the Grit and Grind era. You got 2, or maybe it was 3. It was 3, and because you had the Utah series, and then the year 2, then went 2, and then the Lakers. You got 3 playoff years, and then you got to get this gap year, this downturn, and you hope it turns right back up. And so this was a year when you were supposed to be a playoff team.
Right.
You know?
This is clearly the most disappointing in terms of expectations.
I think this is probably, and I haven't done the math, I probably won't. I just assume this is true.
Right.
If you look at, like, you know, the consensus preseason over and under projection and then where they ended up, this is the biggest gap in a negative sense in franchise history.
True. Yeah. That year that Fizdale was fired was probably a decent gap then as well. That was probably a decent
year. Yeah. I mean, that was something that was clearly end of an era. Though.
It was
that was
you could see
you're
it coming.
Trying that was a that was something that was trying to get propped up.
Right.
This should be this season was supposed to be the early prime of a long era.
Right.
And instead it sort of got knocked off the tracks.
So you're doing both games because Drew's getting married this weekend.
I am. If anyone wants to read some kind of game story, don't expect a long one. I mean, on either of these, but I will note that they happened and what the score was and all of that.
Sunday's interesting because they do. I think all the Eastern Conference games start at noon, and then all the Western Conference games start at 2:30. You have the Lakers, Sacramento, Golden State, and the Lakers right now are in 8, 9, and 10. So. Really, all they're playing for is, and they're all tied at 45-35. So one of those teams will be in the first play-in game and get 2 bites at the apple, basically.
Yeah, and I think there's a real difference between those 3 seeds in terms of what they mean. I mean, you don't know what they mean in terms of what your first-round opponent would be if you get there.
Right.
Like, what would it mean to be the 7 versus the 8? But I think going on the road for a lose and you're out is not something anybody wants. You know, I think you would much rather be. You'd much rather be in that 8 seed than that 9 or 10. You know,
you'd much rather be at 8, and honestly, there's no question. And so, but it is amazing. You could literally have the Golden State and the Lakers at 9 and 10, and
that's the way it seemed to be headed all year. But now Sacramento's drifting down.
Yeah, and one of them will certainly be in that situation. You also have separate battles. There's still a battle for 6. Now those teams can't drift down to 8, 9, and 10. It doesn't appear, but New Orleans is 6 right now. But only a game up on Phoenix, and obviously that's of great consequence.
Yeah, there are lots of games tonight, and I can't remember the exact matchups, but there's like 5 games, I think, tonight in which both teams are still, like, you know, could shift around. Like Orlando-Philadelphia, I think, is the big one, but there's – I think New Orleans plays somebody. Is it Phoenix or is it – maybe it's Sacramento.
Yeah.
They play somebody who still has something to play for.
Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it. You can read his piece over at the Daily Memphian. The NBA Play-In Tournament gives the teams the chance to play their way into postseason, so it only seems right that new customers at FanDuel can play their way into $150. Place any $5 bet. You get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get started. That's the promo code, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. M-I-N-S. FanDuel is the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older and present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Dan Devine coming up next. He's usually with us Mondays, but special Friday appearance. We'll talk to Dan when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
Whoa, Howie, that's a lot of diamonds. What's going on?
We're about to launch the biggest natural loose diamond event we've had in the history of Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Any shape, any size?
Yes, natural loose diamonds for any budget. Plus, get a free men's wedding band with every natural loose diamond purchase. 0% interest for up to 5 years. See a store for complete details.
It's the biggest natural loose diamond and bridal event this weekend at the South Lake Center location in South Haven.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the meant-to-be guarantee, upgrades are welcome.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And at New Balance Memphis, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Memphis at Poplar and 240 across from Cadillac of Memphis. New Balance Memphis, we got now.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive two-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house is a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200 Poplar Avenue. Secure your spot today for just $2,000. Take a step towards a brighter future. Call 901-726-1977 or visit moretech.edu. That's MOORETECH.EDU.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Dan Devine. Dan Devine covers the NBA for Yahoo. You read him over there. Listen to the Essential Podcast, No Cap Room, and follow him on Twitter or X at Your Man Devine. Dan couldn't be with us Monday, so he joins us on this Friday, this last Friday of the regular season in the NBA. So, Dan, as you look forward, I want to get to your ballot, your All-NBA ballot here in a minute, but as you look forward to this weekend, what do you think is the most important thing that needs to be settled?
Well, I guess what I need to write for previews next week. That's the most important thing to me, is what my workload looks like. No, I think the biggest thing to me, obviously, there's the sort of still outstanding matter of number one in the West. I know the Denver's win gave them the inside track there, but you still have Minnesota and Oklahoma City one game back. And then from there, like, everything else flows downhill with what the matchups are. Basically, the only thing we've got settled in the West right now is that it's the Clippers and Mavericks in 4-5. And even that's a little bit up in the air because it's still technically possible, I believe, if I remember the tiebreakers right, for Dallas to host that series. So there's still so much in flux there. But I think once you get, if you can get one more win for Denver, that sort of organizes the principles a little bit.
Well, and Denver has, and let's, with all due respect, they've got San Antonio and Memphis. You know, like, I think Denver's going to hang on to one.
Ye of little faith.
And so then you've got, but it is just, I mean, honestly, who's going to be six, New Orleans or Phoenix, is massive, right? So can Phoenix get up to six? And then the stakes here in Memphis for the Lakers are pretty damn high because I think there's a meaningful difference between getting two bites at the apple, being able to play in the first play-in game and then a second, and just having, one and you're done on the road.
Yeah, and the way that that bracket or that portion of the play-in has condensed to where, like, Sacramento, with the injuries they've had and another loss last night, put them where it's three teams at 11 games back there. So it's, if the Kings, it wouldn't be shocking given the nature of their form and how they've been playing and the injuries they've been dealing with if they took a step back into that 9-10 game. And yeah, you're absolutely right. If you're the Lakers and Warriors have been playing at a significantly better, they've been a better team, or better teams rather, for the last couple of months than Sacramento has. You're right. The Lakers have been in this position before. Both the Lakers and the Warriors have. It's funny, we think about the play-in as like this, the last vestiges of hope for the also-rans, and it's like, well, who's been in there? Mostly got blue blood.
We're breaking out. Dan, you're breaking up. I don't know what, we don't know what has gone wrong here. We're going to call you back. We're going to see if we can get this. It may be on our side. Although now that I think about it, we have had this issue with Dan recently. We may just have to send him off into a gloriously happy weekend. But Dan has Dan does vote for the awards. And so
Dan, we're going to try this again.
All right, I am here.
All right, you're here. Well, let's turn to the East real quick.
Sure.
Philadelphia can still get to six. I don't know who is a threat to Boston. Who is the biggest threat to Boston?
I mean, frankly, the biggest threat to Boston is probably Boston. You know, we've seen them struggle in late game situations. We've seen them have difficulty when they get a little bit too in love with the jumper and don't wind up attacking downhill. That can stagnate their offense. I think the version of the Knicks that is healthiest, that has OG Anunoby out there, I mean, obviously the Celtics weren't playing for much anything last night. They're just kind of getting their cardio in because they've locked everything up. But there's a version of the Knicks that's got Anunoby, that has Brunson operating at the high level that he's been at for the last couple of months, that can give them problems. I think the physicality of the Knicks that are just kind of like looking for a fight. Now you've got Mitchell Robinson back, so there's two big centers that, you know, you can have manning the paint, but also you got like 48 minutes of good rim protection, plus the way that they can share the ball on the perimeter. I like that matchup, but I would still pick the Celtics in that series. But yeah, I mean, the Embiid story, it's funny is not the right word for it, because I'm sure nobody from Philadelphia has spent too much time laughing over the last couple of months, but this is it's sort of the inverse of what their story has been for much of the last few years, which is Embiid is, you know, world beating conquering all comers for the first, you know, 3.5 months, and then he gets dinged like right before the playoffs or in the first round, so that by the time you get to the games that count, he's, you know, less than. And so we haven't had like a fully healthy Embiid in the playoffs ever, or at least I think since the bubble. That was probably the closest that we got to, and then Ben Simmons wasn't healthy and they went out to Boston in a mismatch of a series. But this is now like Embiid kind of got it out of the way. Like he's, right. They come back with him, and he's, you know, gotten a few games to ramp up, and he looks like Joel Embiid, like the version that we saw for the first couple of months of the season, where it looked like he might be on a repeat path for MVP. And then quietly, like, getting D'Anthony Melton back. I guess not quiet in Memphis. You guys know what he's all about. But they, like, it's not just that they were without Embiid. It's that Melton was down. Robert Covington was a piece that they were looking to have be part of their rotation. He's still not back yet. But Melton coming back, with the addition of Kyle Lowry on the buyout market, and they've got Tyrese Maxey playing at all near all NBA level, like that's a team that was really, really good, and now has its guys back and kind of everything lining up. I think whether they can get out of the play-in, obviously that's huge, because another like week for those guys to ramp up and prep and everything, but that is the team I would not want to see, because the version of the Sixers that has a pretty full complement of pieces with Embiid playing at that level, this would be the opportunity for them to, instead of going into a postseason with super high expectations and then falling short, to kind of get to play from underneath a little bit, and that might suit them.
Dan Devine, he is Dan Devine. The podcast is No Caprim. You can read him over at Yahoo. You have you haven't submitted your ballots. The NBA has given you a ballot yet again, Dan. I want to congratulate you on that. I know you have before said it's a little at times thankless because people get furious about ballots. And now you've done this thing where you have given your ballot. People can get 30, and yet you haven't submitted it yet. You've published your ballot. People can get furious at you in advance, Dan. Have you thought this through?
No. Thinking is not, the thinking goes right into which guy you put on which line, not into the actual production, the content production process. So part of it actually, like, I literally can't. Like, the NBA has said you have a ballot,
right,
but because we don't know exactly who has made the 65-game thresholds or, you know, the eligibility requirements, they don't, like the fine folks at Ernst & Young or have not actually furnished me with the ballot yet. So I can say, here, I've done my due diligence, but I haven't actually clicked the buttons. So if you wind up, I mean, the fear, the constant fear is always that you wind up voting for Thanasis, right? Like,
right,
you hit the wrong button on the dial, the drop-down menu. So hopefully I'll be able to keep my wits about me, you know, over the weekend or whenever they actually submit the ballots. But, it is an exercise. It is a process. It's something that, yeah, you do leave yourself, you sort of open the door for pot shots criticism. But you know what? Fair is fair. I'm sitting there, you know, making these critiques and evaluations of all these guys who are putting their lives on the line, or their careers and their reputations on the line every night. At least I can do is show my work, right?
Now, I will say this, though. It feels like most of the major awards, now the order of where you are on 2-3, and you've ranked people here, but so that there may be argument about that. It feels like there's a fair consensus about most of them. Like, I don't know that there's, I mean, don't you think Jokic by acclaim is going to be MVP, that Gobert is by acclaim is going to be Defensive Player of the Year, Wemby certainly by acclaim is going to be rookie of the year. Is there controversy looming?
Controversy probably isn't the right word.
Vigorous debate.
Yeah. I think you're right that's sort of where consensus opinion has landed to a large degree. I think that the potential disruptors in that, and insofar as like they're disruptive, I think it's good. You should have to think about this stuff as close to the final buzzer as possible. Is that it's not just that Luka Doncic is putting up crazy numbers. It's that now he's also like that team is a 50-win team that could wind up with home court advantage in round one and has been by in record and net rating and everything. Better than Denver even since the trade deadline, like since they got reinforcements and got everybody healthy. And he was the main reason they were even afloat through those first 40 or so games, even while Kyrie Irving was missing time, et cetera. So, and then Luka has continued to be lights out and putting up monster numbers as they've continued to roll of late. So I think he's mounting that kind of late charge that forces you to kind of keep your feet to the fire and look a little bit closer there. And I wouldn't be surprised if what he's done recently and as Dallas has continued to surge up the standings, if that does sway some folks to say he merits a one spot instead of a two there. And then the other one, obviously, you mentioned him in the Rookie of the Year context. Victor Wembanyama is going to wind up on a lot of ballots for Defensive Player of the Year and maybe atop a lot of them, even with the Spurs record, even with the Spurs where they wind up in the ratings on those. I think they're 20th or 22nd in defensive rating for the full season, but so much of that contextually is everybody else, and the fact that they played the first 20 games of the season with him at power forward rather than at center. They didn't really play move toward a more optimal version of their team until about Christmas, and since they've done that, they've won his minutes. Since with all of the issues around them, he's been they're a top five defense when he's on the floor, and obviously lapping the field in blocks and steals and everything else. Like, he is the most arguably the most impactful defender in the league at this point. So I think a lot of people are going to look at that and say, also, it's more fun. It's more fun to vote for him than it is to vote for Rudy Gobert, with all due respect to Rudy Gobert. Like, I can make the logical argument, and I did, I think, that, best defender on the best defense, the single biggest reason for the thing that has driven Minnesota up the standings, and I think that's a valid argument. Who wants valid arguments? People want fun, right? Like, vote for the alien. So I think that could happen. But, yeah, I think you're right. Like, to the extent that there's going to be controversy, quote-unquote, here, we're talking about, who finishes fifth on your MVP ballot, who's the last first-team All-NBA player, and stuff like that. So these are not, rending of garments, unless you're a sicko like me who's got to do his homework.
You don't take into account, and one isn't supposed to, for example, whether Jokic has won. Jokic has won it before. Or the flip side will be, honestly, Victor Wembanyama is going to win about 12 of these, at some point. So, I mean, those are different, totally different arguments. But those aren't things that you consider or are supposed to consider, right? Either one of those things.
Well, it's a good point. I mean, there's not a whole lot of guidance. I think intentionally, right? I think the goal is to give voters broad leeway and what you do think matters most. And I think for some voters, legacy questions outside the framework of just this individual season matter a whole lot. And it's not for me to say whether that's the right thing or the wrong thing. I try to the best of my ability to make these judgments based on this season, this as a discrete and specific sample, right? But I think I even maybe wrote in the column yesterday, I understand the Wembanyama argument for Defensive Player of the Year. I get it, and it's compelling to a degree, but I don't think that putting him over, Anthony Davis on the ballot this season as a whole sample, that doesn't track for me. And maybe this whole thing is going to belong to him in a year, but I think for this year, I would rather honor what Davis has done in sort of covering up everything for a Lakers team that's had a lot of holes to cover on the defensive end. And then as far as the I think there's a reasonable argument to be made that voters need to think about stuff like where this fits in the history of the game when you get to, all right, well, Jokic, this is three. This is, like, exceptionally rarefied air. I think that becomes an easier thing to stomach or to countenance and think through after what we saw Jokic do in the postseason last year. But then is that a reasonable way to approach it? Because you're like giving him extra weight in his case because of what we saw in the playoffs. Is that fair or unfair? I think, you know, reasonable people can disagree about how much those things should influence it. But yeah, I mean, all of which is a long answer to the question of just like, I think you kind of got to think about all of it, but it rests with each individual voter, like which parts of it you prioritize most, and then how much of that you want to let people into. And so I land on the area of like, I'm going to put all of this out there so you can see what I'm thinking about, and then evaluate it from there.
It's fascinating though. But if Jokic gets his third, and he didn't have that run, he didn't have that title, he didn't have that, then you would be giving. You'd be placing him in the pantheon with three.
Yep.
And yet he wouldn't have had that run, that title. It does make it easier. And not just easier, more appropriate, more fitting, right? I mean, it makes it more fitting. And so it's fascinating, all the things that you have to juggle. I will say this, though. I read the entire piece, Dan, and I would urge other people to read it. I've tweeted it out. You can see it at Your Man Divine or go to Yahoo. There is not a single Memphis Grizzly mentioned in this entire piece, even honorable mentions or... Like, let me ask you this. Are you going to do an all-rookie team, and can we get an honorable mention for GG at least? Like, you know, throw us a bone over here. Most improved, Vince Williams Jr. You did have a most improved.
I did have a most improved. I did not have Vince Williams Jr. on it.
No, that's all right. We know you have a warm spot in your heart for the Grizzlies, and we would never try to influence your ballot.
I appreciate that. I went on the radio last year in Toronto and had, like, they literally said to me, okay, this is the Scotty Barnes agenda portion of our interview, which I was like, listen, as long as we're being honest one way or the other. But I will say, yes, when you said at the beginning, like, we're going to go through your all-NBA ballot, I had a cold chill go up my spine. I was like, I have not filed it yet.
Mention.
So yeah, I am still writing it, but yes, there will be in the portion on all rookie, there is a GG Jackson honorable mention in there.
At least
for sure.
A fleeting mention. Dan, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Take care.
Dan Devine from Yahoo. So here's the question, Jeffrey. Who's going to be on that? Who's going to be in the ballot next year on his, you know, at least... Because he goes five deep in all these things, right? And then he goes, like, defensive player of the year. Like, will Jaren be back on the top five defensive player of the year? Will Ja, I saw a discussion of MVP, who could win the MVP next year. And literally, it was on ESPN. It was just one of these discussion pieces. Someone said, don't rule out Ja getting some, you know. Ja could come flying out of the gates and do what he did against New Orleans. And all of a sudden, you're reminded how awesome he is. I don't think Ja's ever going to win an MVP, but he could be, you know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's third, I think, on his ballot this year. Right?
Well, I think, like, the other question is, are we still going to have the 65-game threshold?
Oh, he's always a question.
He's only played 65 games, more than 65
That's
games
once. That's a good question. Maybe Donovan Klingon, Rookie of the Year.
Of course.
He won't be Rookie of the Year anyway, because he will, even if they get Donovan Klingon, even if he's good.
Because he won't put up the numbers.
It'll be a limited role, and he won't put up numbers. Yeah, exactly. So he wouldn't be, I don't see him having a Rookie of the Year candidate.
I mean, I suspect Jaren's going to be back at that top five. I do wonder, though, you know, with the lack of the Steven Adams or Steven Adams type, does that make it that much harder for Jaren? Because, you know, there's not someone to kind of...
He only had three on his ballot this time. It was Gobert, Adebayo, and Anthony Davis. So he didn't even have Wemby on the... You know, he just won two and three. You do one, two, and three.
Mm-hmm.
It's been that kind of a year. It's been that kind of year for the Grizzlies. It was the same thing. When you look at Chris's top 27 plays, the top four are great. Like, the top four are great.
Mm-hmm.
Would you put Jaws... Would you put Jaws' moment against New Orleans
I'm fine
over the core four?
I'm fine with putting it one for the simple fact that it happened in a game.
Yeah, it happened in a game.
Yeah.
And it was a spectacular moment. It was an unbelievable moment. And so then core four is two.
Yeah.
And then GG's breakout game three. That was fun. I honestly think Jaws' dunk because it wasn't really a dunk. We argued about it here. Was kind of.
You gotta refresh.
Remember
me.
That over Wemby? Was it?
That wasn't a dunk. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I have no problem admitting it.
And so I think the top three, and then that's four. I think that was clearly four. Those are all great moments. But then you get a lot of these moments, and they are moments in the cause of winning games that people weren't watching.
Yes.
And it just does. It can be as great a moment as you can be, but if Jaren hitting the three against Milwaukee and everyone's tuned out.
If we want to refine the definition, I think this is the most forgettable season of the Para era.
Yeah. Anyway, what's happened at the Masters?
Jeff, what's going on at Augusta right now? Currently, Max Homa, who is 3-under on the day, he has tied the lead of Bryson DeChambeau and Scottie Scheffler. So they're all, I beg your pardon, he's tied the lead of Bryson DeChambeau at 7-under. Scottie Scheffler, Bryson have not teed off yet. They are one back. Cam Young, which would win me some money, is two back at 5-under. It's blowing, like, so hard.
Do you know where the white Bronco is right now?
I would have assumed it's been destroyed, or was it preserved?
Nope. It's in a museum.
Okay. The museum, maybe?
Do you know where the museum is?
No, is it in the museum is what
nope.
I was asking.
No.
Nope. No clue.
It's in the state of Tennessee.
Really?
The white Bronco is on display at the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. This was just sent to us by Charles Fishman. How about that? Isn't that not incredible? Anyway, I was just...
Did you know there was a... First question.
I didn't know
there
was an Alcatraz East? I knew none of those things.
Those were all new words.
I was on a call the other day. My God, the stuff is absolutely beautiful there. They got a short sleeves collection of shirts, Cricket, Peter Millar, et cetera. They got their Billy Reid shop over there. They have these... Cricket has the shirts are kind of fun. They're very fun. They're like 19th hole. They've got a pickleball shirt. They have a pickleball shirt. It's got tiny little pickles, and it's totally fun. But you walk in there, and we're going to have it's Masters weekend. Like, it is Masters weekend. What a better time to go
in. It's also Oaklawn weekend for your boy.
And it's also Oaklawn weekend. Mm-hmm. What a better time to go into Oak Hall. Spring is here. Golf season is here. Summer is on the way. If you want to spruce up your wardrobe, go and see the folks who have been doing this for 165 years. And you only stay a lot long by being that good and by being fresh. It is Oak Hall. What is coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Curtis Givens III will join them in Studio 125. Blake Topmeyer will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back on Monday. For now, our work is done.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth,
let's start at the base of a massive waterfall.
Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Visit Frontier Western Store today for new shirts and boots. Frontier is your top Carhartt store in the Mid-South. There's thousands of in-stock shirts and jeans. They have the classic K87 pocket tee in every color they make, including new ones just released. Available small to 4X. Want new jeans? Frontier has you covered with super tough work denim by Carhartt. And you've got to check out their selection of Ariat jeans for men, women, and children. You'll love how easy it is to find the size and style you need. Have you seen Frontier's remodeled world-famous boot showroom? It continues to expand. New styles by Ariat just arrived, plus plenty of in-stock proven classics, too. Whether you need work or dress boots, trust that Frontier's the place to come. See thousands of pairs of Ariat boots and thousands more by Dan Post, Corral, Durango, Rocky, Twisted X, and others. And Frontier's pricing is lower than online and chain stores, so you know just the local shop to visit. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Locally owned and operated since 1967.
Loose Diamond and Bridal event going on this weekend at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get a free men's wedding band with every natural loose diamond purchase. Plus, get 0% interest for up to 5 years. Robert Irwin Jewelers or online at rijewelers.com this weekend in South Haven in the South Lake Center.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish would never end.
Homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
St. Louis brought the world gooey butter cake. Now Bluebell brings us gooey butter cake ice cream. A cake batter ice cream with a luscious cream cheese swirl and gooey butter cake pieces. Mmm, it's the gateway to the best in pints and half gallons.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all area Cash Saver supermarket stores and Case supermarket in Senatobia, Mississippi.
Commercial building owner with a flat or metal roof that's leaking, 901 Roof Coatings will repair it. That's right, they're now repairing commercial roof leaks too. Or need your whole roof restored? They've still got you covered. Call 901-287-1923 or visit 901roofcoatings.com.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than they're worth in real cash value. Ramp's corporate cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now, get $250 when you join Ramp. Just go to ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports. ramp.com/sports.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Whoa, Howie, that's a lot of diamonds. What's going on?
We're about to launch the biggest natural loose diamond event we've had in the history of Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Any shape, any size?
Yes, natural loose diamonds for any budget. Plus, get a free men's wedding band with every natural loose diamond purchase. 0% interest for up to 5 years. See a store for complete details.
It's the biggest natural loose diamond and bridal event this weekend at the South Lake Center location in South Haven.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, home of the meant-to-be guarantee upgrades.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.